BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
We're knocking out of the park at the moment, Chris, I think.
No, I totally agree, mate. Do you know what, though? The one thing I would say is it's all getting a little bit too personal. I think sometimes we slowly reveal these stories about ourselves that end up on the radio. But I think in the last 3 days, we've done more about me and my old self and my life than really we should.
Do you feel a bit exposed?
Little bit.
Was it because I said your dad's name Ron on air?
That was yesterday, and then today there was a whole... I reckon there was a handful of things that people will have learned about me today.
Yeah.
Not good things.
No, I mean, I was being very positive, as you're here on this podcast, about how your wife has actually changed you for the better.
Yeah.
Even though you were a massive liar to start. Also, we hear from Ross in Exeter, who also turns out to be a huge fibber. Do you tell potential dates that you've got your own place, but you really still live with your parents? More lies. And Chris makes a purchase that he now really regrets. Scott Mills. I really need to have brunch or breakfast with you more often.
Bottomless brunch.
It wasn't a bottomless brunch. We may have told the producer that we'd been on a bottomless brunch. We'd been to a place where they do it, not on weekdays, at weekends.
Right, so I've never been to one of these things. They're well popular now, right?
They seem to be, yeah. I think it's like you get a time window to drink all of the Prosecco, like 2 hours or whatever, and have some food.
But the food isn't bottomless.
No.
That's what I find odd about the whole situation.
No, it's not. It's the drinks.
And then everything else is just a challenge. It's like, well, the thing is, because it's only 2 hours, there's only so much you can really... doing 2 hours, surely.
Well, you say that.
But there you go, bottomless brunch. But we didn't do that today.
No, but we did have something called charcoal toast, which is the most London thing ever.
I still don't really know what it was.
I'm just like, what am I eating? Is this just burnt? Is this just burnt toast?
Yeah. My favourite thing is, all because of Lewis Capaldi having used this song on his Instagram, is now wherever Scott goes, whenever I see him, like we were on the train last night, and
it's not funny.
I keep putting videos up on Insta.
So I'm just walking through like the ticket machine bit, and he starts singing.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
I do it quite loud as well.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
I sit down for my food. Just arrived in the restaurant earlier.
Here comes the money.
Really loud. However, I found out so much about you. I mean, obviously I know you very well anyway, but like I found out so much in what was actually only about 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's good catch up.
Some of the stuff that I do want to talk to you about today, including your recent purchase.
Oh no, we can't talk about that.
Please, can we?
Too weird.
Scott Mills.
Been shopping lately, Chris?
Yeah, so I was out and about. I was in a place called Topsham, right, and found this antique store there. Not really been in one of these before, thought I'd give it a go. Went in. Saw this picture up on the wall, thought, yeah, that looks like the kind of thing that might be worth millions in the future. I'll buy it. So,
what
right,
was it?
Here's the honest thing is, I'd had a couple of drinks before. It's a picture of the Titanic.
Yeah.
Right, in an old frame. Mm-hmm. I thought, wow, that must be the money there. That's the money.
Buy
and
it.
It's signed by someone that was on the Titanic as well.
Right.
The youngest person that was on the Titanic there, so yep. Little signature in the corner. So I thought, right, how can this not be worth loads of money? It was on there for £200. I'd had a pint and I bought it.
Did you not even haggle?
Didn't even haggle and had to sort of carry this thing for ages.
Where is it now?
It's in my loft at the moment.
I don't know what to
do with it.
Scott Mills.
Remember Ross from yesterday?
I was meant to go on a date tonight. Still didn't know her last name, unfortunately, but yeah, I've only got a number on Tinder. And I can't talk to her now because it's down for a bit.
Oh no, Tinder is down. The repercussions.
Regular user, not very often get matches.
Oh.
And for once, I've actually got a match and it didn't go to plan.
Scott Mills.
So Ross, Tinder threatened to ruin your love life yesterday. What happened, please?
I got home from work and so Tinder was back on. So I thought, oh, ideal, sorted myself out. So I'll give her a message and the date was still on. So I thought, oh, ideal. I'm going to go whack a nice River Island shirt on.
Treat yourself.
But it was a little bit. Yeah, it's a little bit tight, but I thought I could get away with it. Bit of Christmas weight, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a melted candle.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
Yeah.
That's twice you've used that quite horrible analogy. Used it on me yesterday.
Soft.
And, yeah, now poor Ross. Mm.
Okay, so you've got your shirt on, you're ready to go.
Yeah, so I get to the restaurant, and so I wait there for a bit. I got myself a drink, as you do. I just saw her walk into Nando's, and she looked absolutely, like, gorgeous. Like,
so you were sat there breathing in, you saw her come across and you're like, so obviously you've got to try and say hello on an in-breath. You're like, hello, good to see you, as you stand up and say hello.
Yeah,
I didn't make a really good first impression, to be honest. It's a bit embarrassing. I kind of like stood up, like, oh, hi, nice to see you and all that sort of stuff. I got up, she gave me a hug and she kind of like sort of caught me smelling her hair, but it's not how it sounds. But she had, like, her hair smelled really nice, so I'd smell it, and she kind of, like, caught me out. So
why
she
are you sniffing
like,
her hair?
Obviously, like, I don't know what shampoo she was using, but I should have asked her, because it smelled like strawberries.
I hate that. You know when you say hello to someone, and you give them a hug, but you end up eating their hair?
No, happens
quite a lot, doesn't it? And then yeah. I always apologise for it. I always go, oh, sorry, I've just eaten some of your hair. Because it's, like, it's clear that, you know...
Conversation wasn't really exactly flowing after the hair incident, so we got food and that, and I could tell she wanted to leave because she was literally like scoffing down her meal faster than you could say like anything. And so I left it and I said, oh, I'll get the bill and stuff. So I said, oh, do you want to meet up again? She said, oh, so she said, oh, no, just be friends, really. So I got friend zoned.
Oh, God, oh, Ross.
You've had a mare. Couple of questions, though. You pay at the start at that chicken restaurant, don't you?
Have you not been to that restaurant before? Do you not know the policy? Because they normally ask you.
Yeah.
No, I've never been before. She said she liked the Thai food, so I'm really...
You've never
really...
been before. You know the routine. You order your food, they give you the black cock, and then you go to the table.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's not all gone terribly, because there's like a kind of upside to it.
So okay, what's the upside? I'm not hearing it.
So, no, it's nothing to do with Amber. That ship's, like, sailed, unfortunately. But my ex-girlfriend, called Rosie, she heard me on a podcast. She's an Australian, and we broke up because she said she wanted to go find a spirit animal in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Or that happens, yeah.
That's her words, not mine. So she basically friend-zoned me.
Anyway, she
messaged me last night. I said, oh, I heard you on Radio 1. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was on it, yeah. It's like, who's Amber? I was like, oh, don't worry, nothing compared to you. So I was trying to use that chat, but I was pretty desperate at this point, I suppose. But
no, it's not coming across that way at all, Ross.
The problem is, Ross, she listens to the podcast, so she'll be hearing this later on. So be careful what you say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I better make myself sound good, don't I?
Is she in Australia?
Yeah, she's coming back in the next 2 or 3 weeks, so hopefully we can meet up for a day and hope I don't get friend-zoned by her.
The long and short of this, Ross, is that the Tinder outage yesterday was all fine for you. Yeah. Everything worked out okay in the end.
And a small bit of jealousy from your ex-girlfriend.
On the whole, I think it went quite well.
Right, as long as you're happy, Ross.
And thanks for sharing that all with us.
No, thank you. Have a good day.
Scott Mills.
Ross is brilliant. I love him.
Yeah. Although...
Right. So Alex on Twitter says, delaying going back to work after lunch just to hear Ross. He is hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
But are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I've got a little theory that I think he's lying.
Okay. All right. Well, I was going to be a little bit more subtle about it than that.
But I don't mind. Like, in a way, if you've got amazing stories, it's good that we hear them.
Yeah.
But
I don't care.
There was a couple of points, and I was thinking, like... First red flag, when he was saying about paying at the end of the chicken restaurant.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that's wrong.
That's not the case.
And then saying that he's never been to the chicken restaurant. For me, that was the biggest red flag of all.
Well,
Do you know what I mean?
Will be people that haven't been there.
Who?
Loads of people.
No.
Until my... Do you remember my ex-flatmate?
Your ex-flatmate? Yes. Yeah.
The one that got married.
Yeah. She took him.
Yeah. He, before he'd moved to... the big schmoke in London, had never had a thing that rhymes with YFC. Never
no
had one.
No way.
Never had one for 22 years of his life.
And just the way he talked, I don't know, I could well be wrong, but I would be interested to hear from Ross, and I'd be interested if you... and you can be honest, it's a safe space.
Yeah, Ross.
Have you just totally made up that story for everyone's benefit?
Yeah, did you make it up, Ross? Get back in touch with us. Like I said, it was a brilliant story and the listeners and us absolutely loved you, so it's not a problem.
Yeah.
But just confess if you did make it up. Because I've just got a few suspicions here.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Chris, you have opened a can here.
Can o' worms.
So much so... Loads of people haven't been to that place.
Yeah, I know. I'm amazed.
Jodie, Romsky, Serena. I mean, like, there's too many to mention. Jason, Aaron, hundreds of people. Alex in Leicester.
Yeah.
No plans to go. Doesn't fancy it.
People saying that you got, you know, because you get your own cutlery and you have to basically do everything except cook it, you might as well just do it at home.
Well, that's what Harry just said. He's like, I might as well do it myself.
Yeah. Few people on agreeing with me that they think Ross is a liar.
Someone spat their coffee out when you actually called him a liar. He's not been back on yet.
Laura on Twitter, Harry. Twitter names are weird, aren't they? This name's Chloe. Oh, Chloe.
Right.
Yeah, but spelt... No, but spelt, like... Anyway, spelt weird, but Chloe.
Sure.
says, did he say booked a table? You can't book tables for less than six people at Exeter Wando's.
Right.
I've tried. So he's a liar.
Right. Okay. We'll wait to hear from Ross. You can't just say that. We'll let him defend himself. Someone called Sam went for the first time the other day. Never been before. Had no interest. Now has a serious halloumi fry addiction. That's going to be a problem.
Happens,
that's
yeah.
going to that's going to rack up the bills. Faye doesn't like watching people eat their meat off the bone, so she's not keen on going.
This is an incredible text, and I'd love to know more about this story, but this person is just texting anonymous. I've never had a YFC as the colonel ripped off my granddad.
Once again, we don't know that for sure. We'll wait for the colonel to get in touch. Oh, he's not on anymore, is he?
I wonder what the story is there.
He's off.
Yeah, yeah. But this is
well,
this
you
is clearly.
Can't just say
no, but what
that.
I'm saying is, this is clearly olden days beef, isn't it?
Right. Okay.
Because it's the colonel against this person's granddad.
I'm just. It's a multi-million-billion-dollar company. I'm not interested.
You
in
think
getting
stay
into
away
it.
From it?
I would really move away. I love Faye not eating, not watching people eat their meat off the bone though. That's the thing
yeah.
for some people, you know. Some people only do the breast, and I don't know who they think they are, to be honest.
Scott Mills.
Are we ready for the first one? Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. From Innuendo Bingo, a clip about an oppressive wind.
Her boobs can be massive. The biggest ones that I've seen have been a mile tall and 100 miles wide and have winds packing around 60 miles an hour.
When we called this company on Funny Business.
Good afternoon, the hand job. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello.
I'm really sorry. Could you please repeat the name of your business, please?
The hand job.
Do you remember Let's Get Social?
Yes, this was the instructional video, wasn't it?
About having to use the social media. Let's get social. Social. With social media.
Let's get social. Social.
Go on, Danny. Tell us how about dance music on Radio 4.
So the bill that you hear there with the laser riser is like dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. That's the euphoric moment we sort of mentioned earlier where you know something's going to happen. You've had your sing-along, you've had the claps, and now we need something to really sort of go at on the dance floor, and that build-up is one of the most important parts, and you feel it. It's, something's going to come, and when the drop comes in, that's when the place goes crazy.
Have we heard the drop yet?
We just heard the drop then.
Just, good. Just making sure we knew.
Go on, pigs.
http://www.bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:html. I know it doesn't make sense, but if you've got a computer and you're out there on the internet, you will understand what I mean.
Steve?
Steve.
Maya Jama gets the song wrong.
For his muse, Submissive Black Hole.
I'm going to switch it up.
Oh, yes! Now that's the drop.
New for 2019.
Wow.
People might hate this. They hate change.
I don't know where you found this. Do we do shout-outs?
Yeah, it's Lucenzo, actually.
Hello, Alex and Laura bumbling together on the M6, travelling to Edinburgh for their first... Oh, no, it's just for their anniversary, not their first one, I don't know.
Good gap to start the year, says Sam in Winterton.
Harry, Jimmy and Joe bumbling their squeegees off.
I don't know what's going on here.
What the hell is this?
Sam, Steve and Dan building a chimney in Midsummer Norton. Simon in Plymouth.
This is really throwing
me off.
This
really put me off my stride, actually.
Yeah, same. We'll probably go back to the old one next week, to be honest.
Lee and Natalie listening in Derby Hospital right now with their beautiful little baby boy.
Aww.
Oh, congrats.
Brad in Enfield bumbling the unnecessary new techno beat.
I love that a baby boy is receiving the new bambaleo, this new modern bambaleo here. Welcome to the world, little man.
Jody in Inverness, really enjoying the new bambaleo.
Hello.
What is this? Says Jamie in Solihull. Turn it off. Hayley in Norwich is quite feeling the dance version, actually.
Matt and Joe in the work van in Doncaster.
Jack in his car in Llanelli. Loving the Danny Howard clip, says Martin. Sammy the Thatcher in Devon has been on. Here we go.
I'll see.
Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Straight into bangers. Yes, Ollie.
Yes, mate.
So, how old are you today?
I'm 22 today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ollie.
Oh, no, it's not my birthday today. I don't know where that's come across from.
Oh.
No, yeah. I've completely made that up.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
It's not your birthday in any way.
No, not my birthday. No, I'm just 22, that's all.
Yeah, fine. So we'll take that back completely. We don't want to... we won't celebrate your birthday.
Where did that come from? Why? There's nothing... Like, I've got, some notes about you here, Ollie. And yeah. I just gave him a little scan before you came on air.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing on there about any kind of birthday.
Yeah.
I made it up. Sorry, mate.
The old class.
No, that's all right, mate.
Yeah. Right, so this is your first weekend of chilling coming up, because it's your first full... week back at work since Christmas, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah, because I had Tuesday off last week, obviously, because it was New Year's Day, so this is the first full week back at work, so me and my girlfriend have just been chilling this weekend.
Chill. Okay, what do you do?
I'm a lorry mechanic.
Okay, cool. And you listen every day to bangers?
Yes, mate, yeah.
Do you normally pick me or Chris?
It really depends. It depends on the banger.
Okay. No, that's perfect. It's one all at the moment. I've got to say, Ollie, I'm not begging it here, I really, really want to win today because it's kind of personal, this song, to me. I really, right. really, really like it. But, I am begging it a bit.
Okay,
come on, man, nobody likes to beg.
Will you go first, then?
All right, yeah, it's proper old school, so maybe some people won't know it. I think it's a banger. My banger choice is this. It's Kano and the Streets, and the song's called Night Night.
Yeah.
You know this?
Couldn't be more me, this song.
Yeah, 10 years old or something, isn't it? Easy.
Yeah, it's a little bit old, yeah. Yeah, but I love it. I just wanted to hear it on Radio 1 today, to be honest with you.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of it?
What have you got?
Oh, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say you've never heard of it.
Sorry. Okay, you can have that, or you can have this, which is my one.
Oh,
Rudimental, Feel the Love.
Bit of a newer one, but it's a tough choice.
Yeah, this is a tough choice for you today, Ollie, this actually.
I'm sorry, man, it's going to have to be Rudimental.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry.
That didn't
good
work,
choice, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it is good.
No,
it is
a great choice. No,
and I've not heard this for so long.
The internet is full of weird and wonderful stuff.
I like the bikes.
Almost too much of it.
Radio 1's Clickopedia.
One! If you've ever ended up down an internet black hole of cats playing nose flutes while standing up using the toilet and speaking ancient and long-lost languages, then this is the podcast for you.
I promise I'll get it, all right?
I'm Matt Edmondson, and along with some fellow internet explorers...
How big is a blowhole? Is another great question.
We're delving into the hidden depths of the web.
After an hour, you're like, wow, I'm still scrolling.
Yeah.
Clickopedia.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app. Can't feel it.
Oh, I love that so much.
John Newman, what an amazing voice. What a talent
amazing
that guy is.
Song. Do you know what? I can relate to this text that's coming. Absolute banger. 2012 in Ibiza Rocks, Rudimental brought John Newman on stage for this song. Me and my mates were loving it, but then my mate jumped on my back and ripped my sunburn. It was that time. Do you remember when this song was out?
Yeah.
It was such good memories, 2012.
I can't
banger.
Believe it was 2012.
Yeah.
A load of people loved hearing that again, but a lot of very, very disappointed Streets fans, because for a lot of people like you, it's one of their favourites.
Yeah, yeah, it is old school, and maybe a lot of people haven't heard it, but I think those that like that song would have loved to have heard it today on Radio 1. I'll put it in again.
I was going
to
say, put it back in.
Scott Mills.
Earlier on the show, we spoke to a guy called Ross. It was on yesterday as well. He couldn't get on Tinder yesterday because it broke, but he had a date, but couldn't arrange to meet with the girl because Tinder was down, and that's the only details he had for on the app. Then he came on air and told us that it all went okay because the date did go ahead. When he got home, Tinder was working again, so he messaged her. They went to the famous chicken restaurant. But then a few bits of the story we thought just didn't add up.
Yeah.
Like he said, what was it about the paying
thing? He said he paid at the end. It was things like he'd booked the chicken restaurant. We all know you don't really book that.
It just smelled a little bit suspicious to us. And yeah. What did you call him?
I called him a liar.
Here he is. Hello, Ross.
Hiya.
Sorry about this.
Ross, it's all good. We get it. Like, it's good to get a story on Radio 1. Now, I might be massively off the mark here, but are you going to tell the truth?
Yeah, definitely. So, basically, Ross is my mate, right? So
what? Hang on, who am I speaking to now?
Steve.
My name's Cody.
You're Cody.
Basically, Ross is my mate, and he annoyed me or pranked me a while ago, and I've been looking for the right opportunity to get him back, so I thought, what better way to try and make him look like a weirdo on national radio?
Okay, so you are the one that we talked to. Your actual name isn't Ross, it's Cody. You came on Radio 1 with this whole story about a guy called Ross who is actually your friend because you want to stitch up your mate.
Because he got here a while ago, so I've been waiting for like the right moment.
Oh,
what better way to make him look like a fat weirdo on radio. So.
Now, listen, I think you should then apologise to everyone listening.
Mm.
That's a fair point, I think.
Yeah. Go on, say it.
Yeah, I'm very sorry for wasting everybody's time, but I did quite enjoy it.
Oh, well, yeah, because some of it just didn't quite make sense, but like...
No, you got me on the Nando's bit. I was like, you got me.
Yeah.
I know.
yeah, because you don't, you pay at the start there.
Yeah, I don't even know why I said that, because I've been there before. So
right.
As soon as I said it, I knew I've been, like, done.
I feel completely duped.
Yeah, very, very sorry.
But is any of this story true?
Well, he is, like, a Tinder warrior, and he doesn't get him a lot of matches, to be fair, so that's, like, quite true.
He's come
on. I can imagine him being the sort of guy to smell a girl's hair, to be fair.
Right, but he's all made up.
He's come on just to stitch up his mate, Ross. He's not actually Ross. Right. All right, then, Cody, well, we can sniff him out.
You can sniff him a mile off.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for being on, and thanks for clearing that up, Cody, Ross, whatever your name is.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Scott Mills here with Chris Stark.
Hey.
Do you know what? I was thinking this the other day. I'm really pleased at how it's all worked out for you.
Yeah, I actually appreciate that. It sounds slightly condescending, but I hear you.
You're in a really happy and loving relationship, and if you think back just to only a few years, what it used to be like.
Yeah.
It's just a lot better, isn't it?
Yeah.
So cheers. Congratulations. I'm really, really pleased for you. We'll give you an insight into exactly what it used to be like with another web of lies coming up after Ross and our story earlier, who wasn't actually called Ross at all, he was called Cody. Someone texted in saying, no wonder I've got issues with trusting people. I know. I don't know what to believe anymore.
Scott Mills.
Someone says, Mills, have I missed Lewis Capaldi? Man, he is the funniest. I am now obsessed. I know a lot of people didn't realise how funny he was. Every day this week, Lewis Capaldi, our Tune of the Week artist, has been putting a video on his social media where he's listening to the song that I'm playing on the radio, and then the camera zooms in to him in some snazzy sunglasses and this music comes on.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
Yesterday he tweeted with the video, the money, here it comes. Here's me thinking about all the glasses I'm going to buy with all this sweet, sweet radio cash.
He's a legend. I can't wait for the next moment.
I really hope there's going to be one today.
Radio 1.
Yeah, as I was saying anyway, I think this whole being in a relationship thing has been really good for you.
Change for the better.
Yeah, I've seen real changes in you. You've, if I may say, you've grown up. You like things that you never used to like. Like you were telling me last night as we were getting the train together, like you... You like cooking now?
Love cooking, yeah.
Then there was a really boring story about a neck of lamb or something. I zoned out at that point. But no, I think she has genuinely changed you.
It is funny when you think about how it started.
Right.
What a different person I was.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't cook. Your clothes were terrible.
Yeah.
Remember when I threatened to burn some of those,
yes,
those shirts?
Yes. Well, also, you sat me down and told me that I needed a new wick. I was burning the candle too much.
Yeah, and you live with your parents.
It's, yeah. Yeah, it's funny you say that, because we were talking about this the other day, because when I first met my now wife...
It still feels weird, doesn't it?
I don't know how to say it confidently.
Say it.
Wife.
My wife.
My wife here.
My wife.
Yeah, when we first met, I, to try and impress her, pretended that I didn't live with my parents at the time. It was a throne of lies from the start.
It really was.
Actually, that was the main lie. I shouldn't say that it was all lies.
It's going well.
But I did pretend.
A throne of lies.
No, because I think when you first meet someone, and I think a lot of people are able to relate to this, it's quite hard, because it's not really the baller thing to say that... Oh, I actually live with my parents.
No.
And so I pretended that I didn't.
I think a lot of people will have done this, especially at the start, because...
I made up a story about how I just sold my flat, was moving back in with my parents whilst I searched for a new, better flat. It was a load of nonsense.
Absolute nonsense.
I just lived with my parents.
I know. But in a club, when we first meet somebody, they'll be like, oh, where'd you live? Oh, I live with my mum. It's not the best.
You can't say that.
It's not great, is it?
No, it's not a strong look.
Despite that, she still wifed you, though.
Yeah, true.
Tune of the week, Lewis Capaldi.
Come on.
Here comes the money.
Come on, Lewis.
Money.
Scott Mills. It's someone you love to let my guard down and let you pull the rug. I was getting kind of used to being someone you love.
I think this sums it up. Someone says, Lewis Capaldi, someone you love, brings out emotions I didn't even know I had. I know, right? And so handsome too.
It's a beautiful song. Oh, I...
Beautiful,
yeah,
man.
Stan.
Four. That was Lewis Capaldi, I stan.
Yeah.
And someone you loved on BBC Radio 1. Yep, video's gone up. He's making these before, isn't he? He's definitely making these.
It's on. Here comes the money, mate.
Right, he says, here comes Santa Claus, the money. Thanks again to the boys, Scott and Chris, for making Someone You Loved track of the week and leaving the gift of radio royalties underneath my tree. Hope you got the milk and cookies I left out for you. And the video's got Christmas glasses. It's the dream.
Scott Mills.
Charlie, have you told a small lie?
I might have, yes.
Is it because of a girl?
Yes.
Is it a girl that you like?
Yes.
Yeah. See, it can make you do crazy things, can't it?
Certainly.
So what's your situation? Are you dating, or are you about to do a first date, or how far in are you?
We're texting, and we've arranged a date.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Right. So tell us what you have told her.
This is the problem. So the date is booked in this Saturday. Right. She's a little bit older than I am, and I've suggested going for a few drinks. Problem is, she's got her own place and I don't.
No, where are you living then?
Living with my family.
Okay, well, mum and dad?
Yeah, living with mum and dad.
Yeah, you've got the same thing as me then, so it's a bit embarrassing, isn't it? I mean, there's nothing unusual about that.
I don't see it as a problem. Well, it wouldn't put me off.
Because you wouldn't be...
It's not a strong look.
It wouldn't put me off you, Charlie.
It wouldn't stop you, would it, Scott?
No, absolutely not. No, it's fine. You live there. It's fine. But what do you think the problem is? Why do you think it's not a strong look?
It's just not very cool. And I've got the box bedroom, and it's a single bed. It's not going in my favour, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. A single bed's a deal breaker for me. Bye.
Yeah. What you don't what you don't want is, let's say, things go well on this date, right? Or dates and next couple of dates. And the situation comes that it's going back to yours. You're then going to have to avoid your mum and dad and everything, aren't you?
Yeah, but you're not thinking of the long game here, Charlie. What's the plan?
Well, I've mentioned it to a few friends in sort of passing comment, and they've lapped it up. They have seriously jumped on board with this. Got a friend of mine who's got his own place, two bedrooms, and he's very happily offered to lend me the spare bedroom at his apartment. But he's gone above that. You know, the date hasn't even taken place yet, and he started putting photos up of me in the apartment.
This is great. So, what do you mean you're going to pretend to live at your friend's house?
Oh, I'm not with mum and dad. I am now living in Kensington with my friend.
In Kensington, in London, wow. Like one of the poshest areas of London.
And it's just not me at all.
Are you saying that it's your place or that you've got a room in the place?
It sounds better to say it's my place, doesn't it?
Yes. And you're bold. Your friend's willing to go along with this.
Bless him, he's even gone to the hassle of what is normally the spare bedroom and his girlfriend's makeup preparation room. He's decluttered it and made that my bedroom.
This is brilliant.
Is the idea that you're hoping for something after this first date?
Well, I don't know yet. This is the problem.
I just don't know whether you've thought this through.
I'm,
like 100%.
I'm concerned for in the future, second dates, third dates. Mm. How long can I go on with this for?
Have you got a key?
I have got a key. He's given me the key. Yeah,
he's going to get lost on the way home. She's going to be thinking, what's going on here?
I've double-checked the postcode. He has given me the postcode. I've double-checked because it'd be nothing worse than turning up at the wrong place outside of a backup.
It's here somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you're presuming a lot, Charlie, but it's a bold move.
Look, failed to prepare.
Right. Can you keep us up to date with this?
I'll keep you posted, guys.
I'm fully invested. Thank you, Charlie.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Holly, who says, I'm actually loving Scott and Chris getting all these Tinder date confessions over the radio over the last few days since Tinder went down. It's gold. I know, it has provided us with quite a lot of good stories. Someone's telling him to just get a hotel. Yeah, but then, no, that doesn't work.
Money as well.
And loads of money. What about if he goes to the wrong room? Goes to his mate's room by mistake.
Yeah.
I just think that it could go really, really wrong.
Definitely.
But Charlie, keep us up to date. There's loads of people going, yeah, but if he likes you, if she likes you, she likes you. Yeah, but you can't say that. You can't say you live at home. It's not good.
Scott Mills.
This is Scott Mills. Every day this week, my friend Chris here has forgotten his phone charges, forgets to bring it to Radio 1. So it gets to this time of the show and he's like, can I just have a little squiz on your charger, mate? But the charger and the phone, therefore, is right next to me. And I really enjoy, just picking up your phone, like I'm going to do now. You've got a message,
mate. You seem to think that it entitles you to read whatever is on my phone. Put it down. Get it off.
You only got 35%. That would stress me out.
But get off the phone. I don't know why you think that you're entitled to it. So I've had to try and work out how to stop it so you can read my messages on the screen.
Oh, God.
What have you done?
There's motion at your front door.
Okay. That'll be the doorbell. It's...
Well, you've got links up to your phone. Someone's doing well.
You know what it is. It's, the one with the camera in.
What you need to do is take a leaf out of my book and set it so that you can't read the messages.
Or just leave my phone alone.
Because mine just comes up with notification. Notice that?
Yeah.
You can't see
them. That's what I want.
You can't see the body of the message.
That's the problem. Because mine, it gives you a tease of whatever's been written.
I know, I've just seen.
Scott Mills.
On tomorrow's show, another lucky listener finds out exactly where they were made by their parents on Where Do You Think They Were? Subscribe to this podcast and... tell your friends.